Thank you. trying to think of words that rhyme with vagina.
Oh. Lima. Like lima beans?
How about that, that teenage witch, Sabrina?
No, that's a made-up word, Jim. Why don't you change the word vagina to something else?
Like box or pussy or cunt?
No, Jim.
Hi, this is Soup Eater 88.3 FM. You will now listen to Atomic Lacrotation.
Stuck between my sins.
Yeah, today you'll listen to Helge and Reich, and we'll try to introduce you a little bit different music like before, a little bit harder, like, well, refuse to use this for the next thing. We got Tim here from openbsd.de and Natzladen e.V. How are you? Oh yeah, we're nice. Sorry. Yeah, this is my first radio stream. I'm moderating the same with Reich, so we're a little bit nervous. I hope you don't mind. So let's start the next music before we chat a little bit with Tim about his project and what he's doing. Tim, so how do you feel here on the camp?
Yeah, right now it's like a little bit cold actually. I didn't expect that it to be to go that cold, but yeah, actually it's a little bit better for my laptop right now.
So you feel more comfortable in front of your laptop than on the field?
Not in front of my laptop, but for my laptop, it's feeling a little bit better, I guess, because like 40 or 50 degrees is
okay.
Not that good for it.
So you're in the OpenBSD DE project. What are you doing there?
Actually, it's just like kind of a server for users to use their services they normally would use someplace else at our domain. So we're just like trying to keep up some news there and have a system that we actually did like lay out ourselves and have a little bit fun with the thing. We love to like build cool systems with OpenBSD. So.
And of course you have it running on OpenBSD?
Yeah, but it's a little bit getting, it's like getting old, so we have to put one, put a new one up there.
Yeah, the funny thing on OpenBSD is if you go on the OpenBSD original project page, it's not running on OpenBSD, so this is some kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess that's an issue that has been discussed a lot on the mailing lists, but hey, just read it on the news page of openbsd.org why it doesn't run on OpenBSD hardware.
Yes.
And you know it's a money issue, and that's the case for me, so I don't care.
Okay, so Raik, you started to use OpenBSD as well in the last days, did you?
Yes, I did, and I started a little bit OpenBSD kernel hacking. And I have to say, OpenBSD kernel hacking is fun. I'm very used in Linux kernel development, and Linux 2.6 is bloated and it sucks.
That's a totally different thing. What you said before, I know half a year ago, like you say, why should I develop something for OpenBSD?
Okay, the problem is the license, and I'm a member of the Church of Emacs, and I'm a fan of GPL, but software with a good license, but with bloated code, no, thank you. I try to hack a little bit OpenBSD.
Oh, interesting. What do you say about that, Tim?
Yeah, I'm grateful for having such a great developer on the right side, as I would say, but Packet wouldn't actually like close in on me there. He's teasing me the whole day with that Linux is better and stuff. Yeah, I guess it's a good thing. I'm not into kernel hacking at all because I'm not like the coding guy. And I have seen Raik's work in some cases. I don't know if you know this. They had a talk at the Chaos Communication Congress this winter in Berlin here. I did attend, and it was really pretty good. They introduced a new wireless security idea they had, and it was really nice to listen to them because they had some new ideas. What awesome!
Okay, so let's have a little music, a bit of U2, and then we continue after the music.
you're trying to get some sleep. When your thoughts are too expensive to ever wanna keep. When there's all kinds of chaos and everyone is walking lame, you don't even blink, now do you? Or even look away. So I try to be like you, try to feel him like you do, but without you it's no use. I can't see what you see when I look at the world. Choke.
on.
Helge.
So, Tim, what are you doing here on the camp?
Actually, we just set our tent up and put some place to sit on outside, put our laptops up, got some network, and used up to being like just playing around with our laptops, actually. Not much more.
And got already internet connection?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. There is, I think Wim already arrived at the OpenBSD tents. Mm. And I think we do await, like, Henning from PF is here, I guess, and WP will come. There are going to be a lot of OpenBSD people here. I don't know about Net and FreeBSD, but I guess some of them will also attend.
Wim is a Dutch fellow who came over?
Exactly. He always brings the stuff and the beer and the fridges and stuff like that.
And all the flies and all that.
And the booth chicks.
The booth chicks?
The booth chicks of the OpenBSD booth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Of course.
So, I find it very relaxing when I ordered, you know, a BSD CD. It was like, well, I will send you the CD and send the money back if you feel like, or if you have the money, just send it to me. However, I found it very great. It was like, what? They got no problem with that. On every other page you go, you have all this Visa card stuff or whatever, and awful complicated ways of getting something, and it was pretty relaxed. I was very surprised.
Yeah, I think that's the KB85 store. Yeah, it's Wim. It's like you can order stuff from him, and he's always like, okay, if you feel like doing it, do it.
Okay, so let's listen to a little bit more music again. Yeah, it's Pokes, so okay, well.
McCormick and Richard Tauber are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your feet and an angel at your head. There's devils on each side of you with bottles in their hand. You need one more drop of poison and you'll dream of foreign lands.
When you pissed yourself in Frankfurt and got sipped out in Cologne, and you're at the rattling death trains as you lay there all alone. Frank Ryan bought you whiskey in a brothel in Madrid, and you text some fucking black shirt who was cursing all the yids. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, but a ghost are rattling at the door and the devil's in that chair. They used in tavern, you screamed it was your shell, but I wouldn't give you a service, so you kicked the windows out. They took you out into the street, kicked you in the brains, so you went back then through a bolted door and did it all again. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, and the ghosts are rattling at the door and the devil's in that chair. Hey! Remember that foul evening when you heard the banshees howl? There was lazy drunken bastards singing Billy in the Bell. They took you up to midnight mass and left you in the lurch, so you dropped a button in the plate and spewed up in the church. Sing a song of liberty for blacks and packs of jocks, and I'll take you from this dump you're in and stick you in a box. Then I'll take you to Cook Briar and shove you in the ground, where you stick your head back out and shout we'll have another round. At the graveside of Cook Cullen we'll kneel around and cry, and God is in his heaven and Billy's down by the bay.
Now we are playing a song, the title song from OpenBSD 3.1. Listen and enjoy.
Yeah, enjoyed.